March 9th, 18 days to Gaur Purnima. In our new yoga pit, we meditate on the approaching appearance day of Shri Gauranga by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. Today we continue with chapter 5, and chapter 5 is called Glories of Lord Nityananda Balarama. It's very beautiful. Nityananda Balarama. And Shri Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami begins this chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita with very beautiful verse. Vandenam tadbhutai svaryam Sri Nityanandam Ishwaram Yasye chayatat svarupam agyena pinirupyate. Let me offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Shri Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. I like these verses. They give me hope. Okay. And here, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami continues to explain his introductory 14 verses. So in the beginning, he offered obeisances to gurus, bhaktas, all the incarnations. So then he offers obeisances to Lord Nityananda. And he glorifies first Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he explains that this chapter is dedicated to explaining verse 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. So these are the glories of Lord Balaram. Now, did you ever see this little clip showing the size of our planet? How you have Earth, huge Earth, and then whoop, compared to Sun. It's like this, Sun is like this. And then Sun compared to, I don't remember all of these planets. No, first Jupiter. Jupiter, and then this is Earth. This is Jupiter, this is Earth. And then whoop, this is Jupiter, this is Sun. And then whoop, this is Sun, this is Sirius. Or Sirius Betelgeuse, yeah. And then whoop, and then there is some other star like this. And then whoop, there is some bigger star. And then whoop. This star compared to that is whoop. And then compared to the galaxies, just like teeny little speck. So where is Earth? You may remember in Los Angeles many years ago, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was with Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said that in the universe there are millions of planets. And on one of those planets is Earth. On this Earth there are thousands and thousands of cities. Hundreds of countries and thousands of cities. And in one of these cities is Los Angeles. And in this Los Angeles, there are hundreds and hundreds of streets. And on these hundreds and hundreds of streets, there is hundreds and thousands of buildings. And one of these buildings is our temple. And in this building, there are many rooms. And in one of these rooms, there is Tamal Krishna. And he thinks, I am great. Remember this? So this is what I was reminded of when I was reading these parts. So here we begin from the other side, from Balaram. Balaram is always with Krishna. Balaram is in the spiritual world, and so therefore we have also a description of the spiritual world here, the beauty of the spiritual world, the special position of the spiritual world. And in verse 17, we read, Sarvo pare shigokula rajaloka dhamma shigoloka shvetadipa brindabananam. Shigokula, the highest of all, is also called Braja, Goloka, Shvetadipa, and Vrindavan. So Shvetadipa is there, and that's the eternal place of Shri Panchatattva. And then 18.
Sarvaga ananda vibhu krishna tanu sama upayadho vyapijacche nahikani yamam.
Like the transcendental body of Lord Krishna, Gokula is all-pervading, infinite, and supreme. It expands both above and below, without any restriction. I like this very much. Gokula is all-pervading, so there is a hope it reaches also here. Well, here, of course, it reaches everywhere. And it is above and it is below. It's just are cut off by our material mind. So, how to reconnect? Prema netre. Prema netre deketara sarupa prakas. If you have prema netra, the loving eyes. So with the loving eyes, then vroom, we see. You can see. Gopa gopi sange yangha krishna ravilas. The place where Krishna performs his pastimes with gopas and gopis. And this Vaikuntha and Goloka and Mathura and Dwaraka, so there are different divisions, different blocks, different parts in this unlimited non-geographical place with different degrees of intimacy and different degrees of love and relationships. And here's one verse. Prabhupada says that we should feel attracted when we listen to these verses. And many of you know this verse, so you can sing together.
Chintamani prakara sadma sukalpa vriksha laksha vriteshu suravira vipalayantam Lakshmi sahasrata sata sambrama sevyamanam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami.
So I worship Govinda, the primeval lord. So he is tending the cows who fulfill all desires. Cows very often are very, if you have been with the cows very often, they are very good-natured. They are very, very kind. But these cows, they give everything. And they, Chintamani Prakara Sadma, so the buildings there, the palaces there are built with philosopher's stone. Just like, imagine, you need to repair the temple and then you send the order to the construction company. Well, we'll take 4,000 bricks and we'll take some cement and maybe you can also send us 4 tons of philosopher's stone, which fulfills all desires. So this is the, everything is from Chintamani there. And the trees there are also kalpavrikshas, they fulfill desires. And Krishna has pastimes with thousands of Lakshmis, goddesses of fortune. And all of this is the expansion of Balaram. So Balaram is also Krishna, but in the serving mood. And so he expands, he makes sure that everybody can serve Krishna. So he expands himself into the dham, he expands himself into Krishna's paraphernalia, he expands himself into Vaikuntas, all the Vaikuntas. And then when there are a few, just a few, funny souls, strange souls, who don't want to serve Krishna in the spiritual world, Lord Balaram thinks, no, I cannot leave them just, you know, rotting somewhere. So he expands into the material world and he constructs the material world so that we can, on one side, try our luck and see how it goes, if we can manage to become God. And at the same time, he is coming to bring us back. So, in verses next verses, Krishna Skaroch Goswami glorifies Nityananda.
Maya Bharata Janda Sangha Srayanga.
This is verse 50.
Shete Sakshat Karanam Bodhimadye Yasya Ekansa Sri Pumanadi Devastam Sri Nityananda Ramam Prapadye.
I offer my full obeisances, Prapadye, under the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose partial representation called Karanada Kashaya Vishnu, lying on the Karana ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy and the shelter of all the universes. So here we have three Purushas, and Vishnu Purana says, if you know these three Purushas, you become free. And I always remember the comment that Devendra Gopal made in our Bhakti Shastri when we read this comment from Bhagavad Gita. He added, you have to know them personally. Osebno. Good comment. However, Vishnu Purana says that if you just know. So, three Purushas. First is the Karanada Kashaya. There is an ocean of reasons, ocean of causes. Like, for example, if you don't want to do something, usually you have at least two reasons, isn't it? If somebody doesn't want to do something, you don't say, I don't do because of this. You say because of this, and because of that, and also that. Isn't it? It's quite funny. Because if you cannot do, one is enough. But you want to make sure. So there is like two, three, four. This is material world. We have an ocean of reasons for different things. This is the causal ocean. And so Karanada Kashaya Vishnu, he is lying there and he is sleeping. But his sleep is not ordinary because he dreams up us. He's dreaming up not us as the souls, but us as the world and the body. So we are in his dream. For us, he's dreaming this dream. So we can, because it's not like really, really, we cannot be the enjoyers and the controllers, so it can only be in a dream. So he dreams this dream for us. It's not our dream, it's his dream, but he kindly allows us to use this dream for our experiments. We just have to be more or less intelligent to use it properly and get the real benefit from this, from his dream. So Karanada Kashaya Vishnu, he's lying there, and then he creates unlimited universes. So you have Krishna expanding into Balaram, Balaram expanding into Sankarshan, Sankarshan expands into many Sankarshans, and from each Sankarshan expand the Chaturvyuhas. Vasudeva Pradyumna Niruddha. And from one of these Sankarshans, one of these Sankarshans becomes Mahasankarshan Karanada Kashaya. He is lying in the ocean of reasons. And from him come out so many universes. From, you know, just like children have you seen, not only children, I've seen also older people, these soap bubbles, you know. You take this thing and and so many soap bubbles. I saw even machine somewhere. There are even machines for blowing these soap bubbles. Did you see somewhere? Forgot where. So there, like these soap bubbles, but Mahavishnu produces these universes. So many universes. And then he doesn't leave it like this. He enters each of the universe as Garbhoda Kashaya Vishnu, and he lies there in each universe to make it alive as Garbhoda Kashaya Vishnu. So that's the next verse. So The idea of these verses is that Nityananda Ram is the source of 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 our world. And he himself came also. So even though everything is perfectly managed by expansion of expansion of an expansion of expansion of him. So each universe, Garbhodakashaya Vishnu. And then Garbhodakashaya Vishnu expands himself into... Yeah, so the it's 93, verse 93 describes Garbhodakashaya Vishnu. Yasyam samsa. So who's part of part? Yasya amsa amsa. Yasyam samsa srilagar bhodasai yannabhyabjam lokasanghatam nalam lokasrashtu sudikadhamadhatu stam sri nityanandaramam prapadye. Offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityanandaram, a partial part of whom is Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, a partial part, part of the part of an expansion of an expansion of an expansion. From the navel of Garbhodakashaya Vishnu sprouts the lotus. So, would you think of creating the universe? If you had to create the universe, would you start by sprouting a lotus from your navel? Is that how would you do this? He has a good sense of humor. Sprouts the lotus that is the birthplace of Brahma, the engineer of the universe. So you have you produce the Brahma in a lotus. So he's there. There is a lotus and nothing else, and he doesn't know anything else. The stem of that lotus is the resting place of the multitude of planets. And then half of the each universe. Okay, that's by. Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, and then he lay there with Ananta as his bed. Lord Ananta is a divine serpent having thousands of heads, thousands of faces, thousands of eyes, and thousands of hands and feet. It would be very useful for managing things, isn't it? He is the seed of all incarnations and is the source of the material world. And he's also called Shesha, so Ananda because unlimited. And Shesha is called also the limit, Ananta Shesha, unlimited limit. Unlimited limit, why? Because he expands into everything possible to serve his beloved brother, Krishna. Also into everything impossible, if necessary. And then... this is verse 11. Yasyam samsamsa paratma kilanam. This is yasya amsa amsa amsa. Yasyam samsamsa paratma kilanam poshta vishnur bhadi dugdabdi sai. Dugdabdi. Dugda is milk, like Shirodakashaya is saying. Kshoni vartayat kalasopyanantastam shi nityanandaramam prapadye. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Shri Nityanandaram, whose secondary part is the Vishnu lying in the ocean of milk. It's very psychedelic, all of these things. Isn't it? One ocean of reasons, another ocean of milk. Lotus growing from your navel. That Kshirdakashaya Vishnu is the supersoul of all living entities. So he is the one, not only the universe needs the supersoul, but everything needs, so he has to enter into each of our hearts. So this is the one who is sitting now in our heart and who is helping some of us to be awake, some of us to have a peaceful Bhagavatam nap. It's okay. It works anyway. You know, some some process it with the conscious mind, and some, you know, do the hypnotic session and put it directly into the subconscious. Just like the hypnotic programming. Serve Krishna. As long as the speaker doesn't fall asleep. That's sometimes even that happens. That Kshirda Kashaya Vishnu is the super soul of all living entities and the maintainer of all the universes. Shashanak is his further subpart. So the electricity works only because he works. And I can see you can see me, because he sees us. There are many Upanishadic verses that he is the eye of the eye, he is the ear of the ear. He makes things happen for us. He makes sure that all our works happen. So this is Kshiruda Kashaya Vishnu. And he is the part of the part of the part of an expansion, of an expansion, of an expansion of Balaram. And Balaram, he is none other than Shri Nityananda Ram Prabhu Ki Jai, Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai. So they have all come. Why? For their part to serve, and for us to help us serve. He is Nityananda. How does it go? Tumi boro suki, ami boro duki. How does it go? Premananda suki. Premananda suki, ami boro duki. Haha, Prabhu Nityananda. Oh, Prabhu Nityananda, you are Nitya Ananda. You are always in Ananda. You are always in bliss of Prema. And I, Buruduki, I am very, very miserable. So therefore, please, my request is for a drop of your mercy. Kripa, Kripa Valok. Kripa Valokana Koro. Avalokana is just like, not even a direct glance, but just like a short glance. Just small glance. Avalokana. But Kripa. Kripa Valokana. Kripa Valokana. So just glance at me once with mercy, please. And then my life will be successful. This is mercy of Nityananda Ram. He not only goes to work, to service, he goes to service in so many forms, in so many universes. For Krishna, to please Krishna, and to help us reconnect. That's why Nityananda Ram is the original guru. And we need his special mercy. He's coming to teach, and he's coming to engage us in service, just like he himself is engaged in service. And in every possible way. And as Ananta, he is glorifying Krishna since time, all the time. With thousands of mouths, he's glorifying thousands of qualities, Ananta, unlimited qualities of Krishna. So, this is the irony. Man or human wants to be God and the Lord wants to be the servant and acts as a servant. And he's telling us that this is much more fun than being the Lord. And as the Lord, all he does, he doesn't do anything that is not for the pleasure of his devotees. So everything he does is fulfilling desires of his devotees. That's his only interest. Nothing else that he does. That's his lila, that's his pastime, that's his pleasure. That's where he finds joy.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Shri Nityananda Ram Prabhu Ki Jai Gauranga Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasa!
Gaur Bhaktarinda Kijai. So what do we do? We serve the Panchatattva and their mission and their great song of freedom.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Questions and comments, objections. Yeah, I was surprised. You were reading Prabhupada's lectures. I wanted to tell you that my lecture is not there, definitely. <'Cause you're
laughs>
yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's such a nice point, indeed, that Nityananda Prabhu comes to give mercy to everybody, and even to the most sinful, dina hina papi, and so for all the sinners, all the rascals. So, when is this possible? When he doesn't look at the external, when he has a spiritual vision. So he sees us not as bodies and minds, he sees us all as souls who are eternally pure and eternally connected with Krishna. So therefore, he feels compassion. He thinks, this idiot, he can have such a good life, and he is lying in a puddle of dirt, like a pig. This is useless. I should go and wake him up. You know? And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sending him and Haridas for preaching, he told them, you go and collect the bhiksha, collect the alms, the donations of Bolo Krishna, Baja Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shiksha, of chanting Krishna's names. So Haridas was complaining. He said, this Nityananda, he's a madman, you know. He sees a crocodile, he jumps into the water and slaps the crocodile and says, Bolo Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. He says, he'll get us killed. He's Jagai Madhai, you know, these crazy, crazy drunkards. He goes to them and says, chant Hare Krishna, and then we have to run. Because they try to kill us. Of course, he was joking. but he said, I am old, he's young, you know, he can run faster than, you know. So this is spiritual, non-dual vision. He looks everybody is the soul. This is the primary vision of the preacher, seeing everybody as the soul and then trying to help every soul to wake up as the soul. And so therefore he doesn't, he doesn't say, oh, he's a drunkard, no, I'm not going to preach to him. He preaches even to crocodiles. So that's encouraging. It gives me hope. Because if he even takes the crocodile and preaches to a crocodile, then maybe he'll consider also to keep giving mercy to somebody like me. And crocodile, it's in the 16th chapter, is graha in Sanskrit. And graha also means someone who, like crocodile has these jaws. So when the crocodile, grasps something, the crocodile really holds, doesn't want to go. Very difficult. So that's like us also, Ah, no, it's me. That's mine. So doesn't let go. He cannot really open. So he takes Nityananda. He comes and says, hey, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shinitana Ram Prabhu ki jai, Shipanchadatta ki jai, New Yogapit ki jai, Ljubljana Slovenia Yatra ki jai, Nidai Gaur Premanande. My humble obeisances. Vanchakalpa Tarubes Chakriva.